Welcome to Aloha Aina. The arts in ancient Hawaii were deeply connected with the rituals of daily life, says Hawaii ecologist Kekuhi Kealii Kanakaole Ohaili Lani. And whatever the art, there was a constant recognition that it was the aina that had provided the resource to create it, whether that was a tree for a canoe, or flowers for a lei, or bark for kapa. Aloha aina infused the constant exchange between artists and the natural world, and artists honored their kuleana of reciprocity.
Aloha aina is not just to feel love for the resource. It's a relationship of equanimity. It's a relationship, period. So in a relationship, there's always some source of exchange and sacrifice. And I think at one time, we forgot to be reciprocal. Humanity in general, I mean.
But in pre-contact times, no such forgetting was possible.
In the daily life practices of the folks before us, it's a necessary consciousness, that idea of aloha aina. If I create a ritual object in order to give that ritual object the most amount of spirit, then my act of aloha or reciprocity is just as meaningful as the resource that I'm using.
The Aloha Aina series is dedicated to exploring Hawaiian kinship with the natural world. It is sponsored by the Kohala Center, creating Aina-based programs for community well-being since the year 2000. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Julia Steele.